Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin. We are on Lamed Zayin. Today's Daf very, very packed, chock full. Here we go. V'chein be'Ezra, Omer. And in Ezra, it says the same thing. Right, really this is Nehemiah. It's called Ezra because Ezra was punished. Doesn't have a sefer named after him, even though we do that today. But officially it's sefer Nehemiah, but the Gemara calls it Ezra. It says like this. Se'u hahar, go down to the mountain. Ve'hiviu ale zayit, go bring olive trees. Ale eight shemen, which is, what's ale eight? What? Pine needles. Shemen. Ale eight shemen is a different tree, right? What's ale eight shemen? A far simon, it says. Okay. The ale hadas, ale tamarim, ale eight avos, and vasu sukos, kakosuf, and keep sukis. So what do you see? They're using things that are not from the dalav minim. Against Rabbi Yehuda. The Beferish of Pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, no, Hanel of the Fanos. That's for the walls. Ale Hadas, Ale Tarm, Ale Eitz Avos, is Leschach. Okay? Utnan, and we learned, now one second, we learned, Mesachachin bin Asarim, that you're allowed to use boards. Remember that we had that come out with the boards? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Alma, Siv. Now what do you see from here? Now what kind of board is it? If he holds, you're only allowed to use a Dalad Minim, then it's a board from the Dalad Minim. It's a Dalad Minim tree board. That's fine. What do you see? That it's not the actual min. It's not the actual min. It's not Hadassim. It's not lulavs. It's the trunk of the tree from the lulavs. So what do you see? That anything in the tree is okay. So when he said before, yesterday, that I could use anything to bind the lulav. Anything from the tree. How do I know that? From here. All that was to get to this. Alma, Siv, the Ikwar, the Dikla, Mina, the Lulavu. That all those parts of the tree are part of the Lulav. Sharmina, you're right. You're right. Right? Okay, very good. Now, Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, did Rabbi Yehuda even say this? That what? That Arbaas Minim in, Midiach Mini Lo, only the four Minim yes, something else not. Vihatanya, but we learned. Sichacha ben Asarim shall Erez. It says in the, we had a Brisa, if you use boards of Erez, what's Erez? Officially, it's not one of the Arba Minim, right? Sheyesh behem dal tvachim divrei kol psula. If it's four tvachim, everyone said it's no good. Why? Xero, you think you're in your house. You can do what you say in your house, right? The board. Ein behem dal tvachim, if it's less than four, Remeir posel b'hudah machshir. You can put kosher in between, it'll be okay. Remember, we had all that. So what do you see from here? So how could you use Erez? My Erez, you know what Erez is? Hadas. Erez is Hadasim. How's that? Kidirava Baravuna. Dam Rava Baravuna. Amar Bay Rav. Asara Mine Arazim Haim. There are 10 types of Erez trees. Shinemar, Osan, Bamidbar, Erez, Shita of Hadas. So somehow, Erez and Hadas is the same thing. That's how you get...
That's how we ever translate Erez.
Right.
Never do.
Okay. Now...
Erez was grass and echo was
cedar.
Cedar. Officially it means cedar, but there's 10 varieties. There's 10 varieties, and one of the varieties is Hadasim. Okay, very good. Next. Remeir Omer Filo B'Mashicha. You can even use a rope to tie the lulav together. Doesn't have to be from the Dalad Minim. It could even be a rope. It's made out of material.
A rope,
exactly. It's made out of rope. Tanya, Amr Meir, Maisa B'Yikirei Yerushalayim. There was a story with the fine ones of Yerushalayim. Maisa B'Yikirei Yerushalayim. Shaya Ogdin Es Lulaveim B'Giyominos Shalzav. They used some strands of gold to tie the lulav. Amrlo, Misham Raya, Bimino Haya Ogdino Samulmata. Now underneath they had the good stuff. Amalahu Rabba, listen to this. Amalahu Rabba Lahanu Magadle Hoshana, the Bay Resh Galusa. Rabba said to those that grow the Hoshanas for the Resh Galusa, Ki Gadlisu Hoshana the Bay Resh Galusa, when you grow when you put together the lulav for the Reish Galusa, Shairi Bei Beis Yad, leave over a space, leave over a hand space, Ki heichid lo tahavi chatzitza. So it shouldn't be a chatzitza. In other words, we said before that you're allowed to use something else. You could use rope. So if I'm holding the rope, if my hand is around the rope, then it's a chatzitza between my hand and the abraminim. So leave space if I'm touching the lulav. Leave space. What? There are a lot of, no. Leave space where I can touch the lulav itself. I shouldn't have my hand on something else. I should have my hand on the lulav. Rav Amar no. Kol lina oso ena chotetz. If it's for the lulav, it's not chotetz. Not a chatzitza. V'amar Rabba, another thing Rabba said, lo linkit inish hoshana besudra. Don't take the hoshana lulav with a glove, basically.
Why do you need to say that?
Debi'inan lekicha tama v'leka, because it requires lekicha tama. What about a chatzitza?
Yeah.
Why does it give a different answer? Why does the Gemara give a different answer? Right? Before we gave chatzitza, now we gave a lekicha tama. The difference is that before, 1 second. V'rava Amar, no. Lekicha al yadei davar achar, shmei lekicha. Lekicha via something else is called a good lekicha. What is going on? So if you think about it, in the first case, the ichatzitza was on the lulav. This second case is on your hand. Makes a big difference. Let's look at the bottom. Let's look at Tosfos. It's a little big Tosfos. But let's look at it. It's the Tosfos of the Be'inan Lekicha Tama V'leka. You see it? Let's see how long it takes to do this. V'hacha, over here, lo shayach l'meimer d'lo havi chatzitza k'da'amar le'el. To say that you're wearing a glove, right? It calls it a sudra. Basically, it's a glove. So if you're wearing a glove, is it a good lekicha? The Gemara said, no, it's not good. Why not? Tan lekicha tama. What about then? Rava says it's still good anyway. What about chatzitza? Says Tosfos, that's a bet. Couldn't give that answer. Why? The first case we were talking about something you put on the lulav. V'hacha shakarach yado. Now we're talking about your hand. You put a glove on. V'davar hakarach biyado lo shaya chatzitza. It's not shaya chatzitza by a glove. Why not? Right? Now, you hear that? Why not? Might see why not in a minute. Ubisof makom shadagu imsachim gaba yisachar ish kvar barkai. There was a fellow named Yisachar ish bar. He was a kohen, and to have karech yade bishirai, he wore gloves. Va'aver avoda, and he did the avoda wearing gloves. Upirish bekuntris v'chatzitza poselos bekachim. It was a chatzitza. You can't work in the kachim wearing gloves. You can't wear a chatzitza. We just said a minute ago, Rava said it's okay. So what's wrong with a glove? Hani mili derech kavod. That's only if wearing a glove is a derech kavod. Kidemuchach v'sof pirkin. Gabi lo lov shoti bikli. Deparach alel. Amar Rava lakicha yadei davarachar. Shema lakicha. 1 second, did I just read that again? Yeah. Ayidei davaracha shema lakicha. Umashani, hani mili derech kavod. Aval derech bizayin lo. Now, wearing a glove, derech kavod, that's okay. Wearing a glove, when you're in the Beis HaMikdash doing avoda, that's a bizayin. So that's a difference. Not a bizayin wearing a glove to check a lulav. Not a bizayin. It's a bizayin to wear gloves to work in the avoda. That's a because he didn't want to get his hands dirty. That's a big bizayin. To take a glove, to take a lulav, what's a big deal? V'hashtanami, af agaf dekarech yadei b'shirai, l'kavar atzmu osa. Why was he wearing gloves, this guy? He didn't want to get it. Shelo yalach lechu, yadav bedam, be'evarim, umazek kachi shemayim, kari lehasam. Right. That was a big bizayin. He doesn't want to get his hands dirty to do God's work in the Beis HaMikdash. So for that, it was a chatzitza. Inami dilatayimei dechatzitza nenash b'shum bizayin kachi kizmuchach baskol. Right? Over here, why are you wearing a glove? I don't know why. Maybe it's cold. So that's why you're wearing it, not because of bizarre. You're cold. So you put on gloves. shaking a loaf outside in the sukkah. You put a glove on. Does that mean that it's a chatzitza? No. What is it? It's not lakichatama. Big difference.
What?
Not lakichatama. Okay. But it's not a chatzitza. Why is it not a chatzitza? So I think you have to say it's an extension of you. Right? That's what you have to say.
Again, we're splitting here.
Yeah. But by the way, you should know that the Ramah says that if it could come up with a man, it's more likely to come up with a woman, but it could even come up with a man. The Ramah says that if you're wearing a ring, when you shake the lulav, you should take it off. You hear that? That's what the Ramah says. Now the Ramah also says something which I don't know if happens. I don't know if I don't do it. If you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you shouldn't hold your lulav with your tefillin on, because it's a chatzitza. Or it's alaki chatana, whatever you want to say. Very interesting. I don't know if people that wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, do they wear it by halal?
No.
They take it off already. If you, for whatever reason, leave it on, you shouldn't have your tefillin on. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not the end of the world, because the whole discussion, you take it again, make a brach. Let's say you put your tefillin on in the morning, Chol HaMoed, you go into the sukkah, you shake a lulav, then you go daven. So do you have to do that again? Mishnah Berurah says, you do it again without a bracha. Because it's a big issue. Same thing with a ring. Okay, so then the Mishnah Berurah says, well, a ring, it's only a part of a small part of your hand. That's a chatzitza. Very interesting stuff. You know? I'm not exactly 100% sure what the difference between the glove and the rope. The rope, we said, is a big problem. It's a chatzitza. The glove is just looking chatama. It's not a bizayon like this other guy. That was a real bizayon. So what is it? I think the shot is an extension of your hand. So that's also okay. So it's a problem. I understand. I hear, because we say by a lulav, by a glove, by tefillin, and by a ring, the Ramah says it's a problem.
Right.
Right. Well, okay. We could get around it. It's not so bad. It's not the whole hand. A little bit, but officially,
it's a whole hand.
Right. Right. It's interesting. Exactly what's going on over here. Yeah. And Tosa says at the bottom that I don't understand the Metzias. It's like three lines to the bottom. He says, "V'yesh lomar demayi rishasam in hasudor kimin beis yad lulav." Somehow it's not a beis yad on the lulav. V'ein shayech kan chatzitza. It's not a chatzitza. Shekal lulav chutz miyado v'okso beis yad habolet hanasim in hasudor. Somehow you're holding a glove and not holding a glove at the same time. I don't know exactly how that works, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. What is it? It's not a kichatama. How exactly that could fit me, I don't know. I don't know the Metzias, what he's talking about. Okay, next. Amar Rava, Mano Amin Allah, the Lakicha Ayadei Davar Achat Shema Lakicha. How do I know that Lakicha via something else is okay? Ditnan, very difficult cases now. Ezov Katzer. You have the water for the Parah Aduma. I think this is what's going on. You have the water for the Parah Aduma. It's in some Kli. And the Ezov doesn't reach. You can't get the Azov to touch the water to sprinkle on the guy. Doesn't reach the Azov. It's too small. I think this is what's going on. Azov Kutzer, Misafko Bechut, so tie a rope to it. Ukavush, Vitovel, Umale, Vochos, Peazov, Umase. Somehow you lower it down further with some other contraption to get it half wet. That's the Kicha de Davracha. I'm not holding on to the Azov, I'm holding on to the rope.
Yeah, but isn't it?
That's okay. That's okay. But that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. I didn't hold up. Who said you have to do that? That's okay. Amai, v'lokach v'taval ha-rachmana. Why is that good? It says v'lokach v'taval. It doesn't say v'lokach with something else. Ela lav shmarina l'kicha yedei davrach ha-shma l'kicha. It's still called v'lokach. Just because you're holding onto a rope to lower it down into the bucket, that's still okay. Mimai, who said? Dilma, shiny hasam. Maybe it's different over there. Kivan d'chavrei kigufe dami. Maybe since it's all connected, that allows the status of one item. It's all connected. You tied the rope to the bundle, it's all connected. Ella mehacha. But if it's not connected, like a guy's wearing a glove, who said that would be good? Ella mehacha. Nafal mishvoferes lashokes pasul. If the ashes of the Parah Aduma fell into the bucket by itself, it's pasul. Why? Because it has to be put there by you. It can't fall in by accident. Someone knocked it over. It doesn't help. Ha, hipilu, hu kasher. But if you did it, then it's okay. Right? Am I? Why is that okay? Lachol v'nasar amarachmana. But it can't like fall, so to speak, fall by itself. El alav shmarmina l'kicha yedei davrachar shmal l'kicha. L'kicha via something else is okay. Okay? Next. Amar Rabba. Listen to this. Lo ledut inish leluva bahushana. Don't force the lulav into that thing that we have. I get to have it then too. Something like that. That to force the lulav into the hoshana. Into the adasana. Don't force it in. Why don't force it in? Dilma natri tarfi havechatitza. Because some of the leaves will get disconnected. And that'll be a chatitza. Because the leaves are not attached. Rava Omar, what are you talking about? Min bimino in a chutzitz. It's lulav leaves. The fact that they're not attached, that's min bimino, that's not a problem. Omar Rabba, lo liguz inish lulava bahoshana. Don't, lo liguz inish lulava bahoshana. The mishtai rehutza, v'havi chatzitza. What's that case? Right, don't cut the bottom of the lulav and leave it.
After it's already attached
and leave it there. Why? Because it'll be a chatzitza. It's the same exact case. Instead of having the leaves fall off, they came off from the bottom. Rav Amar, same thing. Min bimino in a chotze. It's not a problem. Rav Amar Rabba, hadas shel mitzvah, osur l'hareach bo. Hadasim, you are not allowed to smell on yontif. Esrig shel mitzvah, mutl l'hareach bo. But esrig you can smell. This comes up sometimes. People want to smell it. My time of why? Hadas d'larecha koi. Since hadasim are, that's what they're made for. They're made to smell. Right? You can buy them on Erev Shabbos in Yerushalayim, hadasim to smell, right? To get extra brachas to make 100 brachas. So ki aktiye merecha aktiye. So when you cut them off to smell them. Esrog de la achila koi. Esrog is normally people eat them. They don't smell them. You could smell them. It's not the main goal. So ki aktiye merechila aktiye. So when you cut them, you're not cutting them for the purpose of smelling, therefore you're allowed to smell them. Does that make any sense? What? I'm sorry. You're cutting them off to eat them. So what's the issue? So what's the issue here? What? Right. Normally they're set aside for a mitzvah. So you can't. Let's say one that, you know what? I'll take the lulav. I'll sweep the floor with the lulav. You can't do that. It's set aside for a mitzvah. So can I smell the hadasim? No. That's its main hana. You can't do that. It's set aside for the mitzvah. What about esrog? Esrog you can smell. Why? Because the main purpose of an esrog is eating. Smelling it's abnormal. And therefore it's okay. That's the pshat. Make sense? Yeah. Amar Rabba.
So what's the problem again? You smell the hadasim.
It's belittling them. By smelling them, you're belittling them.
You're allowed to eat them, but you can't smell them.
Yeah, you can take a bite of the esrog.
Because you're not belittling it.
That's the only problem I have with that.
That's the problem. That's a good kasha.
You make a bracha before you smell the hadasim, you're doing it for a mitzvah. You make a bracha very meaning to summon before you smell the hadasim, you're doing it for a mitzvah. Why is that a problem?
You're not allowed to have other hanas.
You've already set this aside for a lulav.
So what? So I'm smelling it now and you're smelling the hadasim. It's a mitzvah. You said there'd be a lot of doing for a mitzvah.
You're not really smelling it.
You're
making a bracha.
You're smelling.
You're
getting the question. It's not the hadas. I understand that. The question is, what
the
esrog is the problem?
Yeah.
Why is the esrog the problem?
How can you take a bite out of it?
It's
another hana.
Well, if you take a bite out of it, you're not going to be using it.
So the answer is after the first day.
The first day, I should be able to smell the hadas.
It's true.
Wait, if you eat a korban, do you make a bracha of shahakol?
No, you make a bracha.
You make a bracha.
Why not shahakol?
Not shahakol. It's a special bracha.
Right. It's a korban.
It's a mitzvah.
Korban. Yeah.
It's a mitzvah.
He's saying a good point. It's a very interesting question. You're not saying a bracha is nenin. Even if you drink wine by kiddush, you still make a guffin. It's a very interesting question. Okay. I don't know. Vama Rabba, hadas b'muchuber mutal l'areichbo. If a hadas is attached to the ground, you're allowed to smell it. Esrog b'muchuber asal l'areichbo. But an esrog attached to the ground, you can't smell. My time of why? Exactly the same reason. Hadas de l'areich koi. Hadasim is because it's smelling. Isharis lay lo asi l'migze. You're not going to have to cut it off. Why should I cut it off? I can smell it when it's not cut off. I can smell it when it's still attached. But esrog de l'achila koi. If we let you go near an esrog, Isharis le asilu bigzei. Do I come to cut it off? We don't want you to cut it off, gesund. So therefore, we don't let you go near it. Vama rabba. Ready for this? Lulav biyamin, the esrog bismol. Everybody knows this. Lulav is in the right hand. Esrog is in the left hand. My time of why? Hani tlasi mitzvos, the high chad mitzvah. One has three mitzvos, and one has one mitzvah. So?
No.
You have more mitzvahs. Therefore, what?
The right side's more.
What if you did it backwards? It's a machlokas. Obviously, it's a machlokas. If it's good, what if you did it backwards? It's a machlokas. Right? Okay.
What if your left hand?
It's also machlokas.
Yeah.
So if you're left-handed, it's also machlokas. The Gemara, the Magen Avraham asks, what do I need this for? This is more mitzvot. This is a rule, this is a halacha, that whatever you make a bracha on should be in your right hand. So you say, al batilas lulav. Lulav should be in your right hand. What do I need this reason for? Right? What do I need this reason for? Anyway, you have to have a lulav in your right hand. You make a shakal on an apple, it should be in your right hand. It should be. Right? So what do I need this for? Anyway, I know. So the Magen Avraham answers, yeah. So.
When you take a bite of an apple, you should hold it in your left
hand.
Yeah,
you should. It's ideal. As a matter of fact, it's Svarim say, when you're walking down the street and you're holding it safer, you should hold it in your right hand too. So the because of this question, the Magen Avraham says the Gemara is different. It says, my timer. What's the reason? What's the reason for what? So I say, what's the reason that the lulav that the lulav is in the right hand? That's what we said before. Says the Magen Avraham, that's obvious. That's not the question. The question was, what's the reason? Why don't you take the esrog in the right hand? After all, the esrog is the most chashuv. It's the most expensive. It's the most chashuv. It's the first one in the pasuk. Oh, the answer is because it has three. That's how the Magen Avraham translates it. Okay. Yeah.
Getting back to the brachas again.
Yeah.
Food's in your plate.
Correct.
So you don't have to hold any fork. You just
ideally, when you make a bracha, it should be in your right hand. It's on the plate. I don't know how you gonna pick up a meatball, right? That's a good question. You have to put a fork on and hold it in your right hand. I don't have to go that far. But all things being equal, don't have the apple in your left hand. Put it in your right hand. That's all.
You can have it on the table.
So that's a separate question of being over. How about if I make a bracha shahakal and the apple's still in the refrigerator? You shouldn't do that. There's too much of a delay. How much of a delay can there be, right? So there shouldn't be such a delay. The Gemara is gonna say next week you should make a bracha on the lulav and then the lulav's still over there on the table. You shouldn't do that. So you're ready to be holding. You be sure to be holding it. It's tomorrow, actually. It's Friday. Okay. Next. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zvika. My time. Lama brachin and el al antilas lulav. How can we only make a bracha on the lulav? So the Gemara says, holu v'gobu v'kulam. Since it's the tallest one, says the Gemara. Listen to this. V'la'agbe le'esrog l'varech. So make the esrog taller than the lulav and make a bracha on the esrog. Right. Pick it up taller. Make it taller. Right. Again, why would I think you should do that? Because the esrog comes first in the pasuk. It's the most chashuv, right? So the Gemara says that's not what we meant. Amalei hoel ubemino gova mikulam. Gizont. By nature, it is the tallest one, right? It by nature grows the tallest.
So why is that
Trump? Ask Tosos. What kind of reason is that? Ulagbil esrog kasha. The harvel lemeimar. I would give a better answer. I would have said hoel ubeshir gova mikulam. It has the tallest shear. Four tvachim. Everything else is three tvachim. Esrog not that tall. I would have said that reason. That makes a lot of sense. What kind of reason is that? So in nature, it grows a tall, so what? Right? He doesn't answer it. Okay? Next. The only reason I brought it is because we have 20 minutes to do 10 lines. I don't know if we're going to finish it. There's a lot here now. These das tomorrow and Friday and are so chock full. Okay. Says the Mishnah.
That's the answer? Because you make the bracha always on the tallest.
What?
You always make the bracha out of the biggest thing?
So we can make a bracha out of one of the four. I would have thought, why do you make a bracha al natilas dalav minim?
Yeah.
Why is there a bracha like that? Why is it lulav? So the Gemara says because it's the tallest. So therefore what? The Tosa said, that's not. I would have said it because it's the biggest shear. And so what? It's still, you can't do one without the other. You need all four. Right? You only have three. You don't make a bracha. You don't even take them. Maybe you did. Okay.
Right, so why don't you make the
brocha dalad
minion?
What? I don't know. Where do you wave it? In Hallel. It says to Meiri, if you wave it in Hallel, there's no question that you wave it when you make the bracha before you do the, when you do the mitzvah. No question about that. Tosfos, in a few minutes we're going to see, said, how do you know you wave it when you make the bracha? Doesn't say that anywhere. Nowhere does it say that. So he's going to pull up, you know, these like passing lines in passing, which is going to say that. But it doesn't say it anywhere. The Mishnah, the Gemara now talks, Hallel. Mishnah all of a sudden, out of the blue. Heichen hayim ananin. Where do you wave them? Ready? This Gemara is very hard only because it's not what we do. So says the Mishnah, Behodu Lashem Tchila V'sof. Hodu Lashem, beginning and end. What does that mean? What? It's correct, but we do more than that. So what does that mean? Hodu Lashem Tchila V'sof. Says Rashi, Hodu Shebetchila Taperek. The Hodu Shebetsof HaPerek Besof HaHalel. We do that. The beginning, the first Hodu, the last Hodu. Right? Min Hodu Ad Sof HaHalel Chada Parsha B'minyan Parshios Shal Sefer Tehillim. It's, by the way, it's the same capital in Tehillim. You know, in the Siddur, it's published in a funny way, but it's the same capital, says Rashi, in case you didn't know that. Excellent. Okay? Says Tosfos, ready? Ready for this one? Hodu Lashem Tchila V'sof. Hodu Shebetchila Zaperek. V'hodu B'sof HaHalel. Min Hodu Atzof HaHalel. Chada Parashihi. V'minyan Parashih Shal Sefer Tehillim. Kach Perish B'Kutras. That's what Rashi said. Good? V'yesh Mepharshim. Shebetchila HaPasuk V'sof HaPasuk. The beginning and end of the Pasuk. I have a lot of mills, and that's not right. Ela B'hodu Minaneya Pamechad. By Hodu, you wave it one time. V'chein ba'ana Hashem Hoshiana kibeis Hillel, like we're going to see in a minute. V'lo ba'ana Hashem Hatzlichana kibeis Shammai, not like that. No way. We don't hold like Beis Shammai ever. V'taima dibeis Hillel. Why do we hold like Beis Hillel? Afal pi she'ein ana Hashem Hoshiana tchilas haperek v'lo sof haperek. Why are we shaking about ana Hashem in the middle? It's in the middle. The Mishnah said beginning and end. All of a sudden, ana Hashem also. Why? It says, "Oz Yiranenu," then they will exalt. Atzei Hayar, the trees of the forest. Malafnei Hashem, kibol l'shpodas haaretz. Uksiv basrei, hodu Hashem kitov, kila olam chasto. Uksiv nami basrei, v'imru hoshienu elokei yeshenu. Hainu Yiranenu. What does it mean to be running, to be excited, to sing, to dance? Shemenanimet halulav. We shake the lulav. U'mishabchin b'hodu, and we praise b'hodu, u'v'ana Hashem Hoshiyana. The achshav, now, shenahagu sheshliach tzibur omar, yomar na Yisrael, v'hatzibur onin hodu. That's how we do it. The chazan yells out, yomar na Yisrael. And what does the tzibur say? Hodu Lashem. That's a very, if you think about it, it's very funny. So that's really tomorrow's daf. V'chein b'yomru na yirei Hashem, Hatzibur menanim al kol hodu v'hodu sha'onin. On each and every one. Now, no shul does that. No shul shakes them all four times. Yeah? Yeah? Oh, the Ashkenaz. Maybe Nuzach Ashkenaz might. Ashkenaz might. Svar doesn't. But now it says,
Ush. 1 second.
1 minute. V'hodu. Aval shliach tzibur lo yinan. Not the shliach tzibur.
Right.
Not the shliach tzibur. The oilam. The kahal. Right? So the truth is, it's all menhagim. We're going to see tomorrow. It's all menhagim. There's no rule. There's no right or wrong answer. No right or wrong answer. People do. The only wrong thing is when you're doing something in the shul that no one else is doing. That could be wrong. Which people do that also, and everyone just, you know, it's such a mishmash of menhagim. You can't, right? It's a mishmash of menhagim. Nobody cares. People care, but...
Depends how fast they go.
Right. Now, v'yesh mefarshim, others say, da'af sheikh tzibur menaneya. He also shakes. Agav tzibura, because of the tzibur. Sha'onin b'chol pam u'pam, hodu. U'menanim menaneya nami shliach tzibur b'yomar na u'b'yomru na. And the shliach tzibur also can shake. Another minog, different minog. Then Tosfos says, u'b'shas bracha, when you make the bracha, lo matzidu imchayev l'naneya b'tchilas natila. I don't know if you chayev. Where does it say that? Where does it say that? That you chayev to shake a lulav, to do nanuim when you pick up a lulav. Ela midarmina b'pirkin. But we're going to say in a few days, katan hayodea lenanea chayav alulav. A katan that knows how to wave is chayav alulav. Mashma v'menanea v'tchilas habracha. He waves when he makes a bracha. Afal pi she'in yodea likros halal. Even though he doesn't know how to say halal. I don't know how Tosafot got that out of that. A katan, when does a katan, when should a katan shake a lulav? When he knows how to be nanea. Maybe it means during halal. Says Tosafot can't mean that. Why not? It means when the bracha, when you make the bracha in the morning. Why does he say that? The ode, midatani b'mesechtes brachas, so tchilas ha-shachar, listen to this. Hikdim lotes la-derech, if you get up early, mevi'in lo shofar v'tokeya, lulav u'menanea, Megillah v'koribo, mashma d'menanea below halal. It's mashma, it's not during halal time. Okay. Small passing reference.
Oh, from Megillah. Megillah, you don't
say
how long
when you He's saying you're walking down the street and it's Purim, goes with you to Megillah. You're walking down the street and it's Halal and it's Sukkot, shake a lulav. You're walking down the street and it's Rosh Hashanah, blow the shofar. Not Halal. Why not? So we all do that. It's all good. We all shake it, right? Everyone does that. The next Tosos we'll do in a minute. You'll see here's a whole discussion about how many times you wave. Back to the Mishnah. Uba ana Hashem Hoshiana, Divir Beit Hillel, Ube Shame Omrim, ana Hashem Hatlichana. I think this is the only place in Shas where Beit Hillel is mentioned first. Right? Beit Shammai is always mentioned first. So the Ben Yoyada says it's because Beit Shammai is adding to Beit Hillel. They're not really arguing. He's only adding. Beit Shammai says, of course I say, but ana Hashem you say, you shake. Of course. I say, even by ana Hashem Hatlichana, you also shake. So he's really adding, that's why he's put second. Okay.
Why is that a problem? I mean, it's not halakha.
So what's the big deal?
So what's the big deal? So you shake by both. So what?
Wait till tomorrow's dive. Your head's going to spin. Because I was like debating how much of these tosafos should we do tomorrow? It's so... the minhagim are so different. You know? What they used to do, how many times? And the whole way they said halal was different. They wouldn't say the whole halal. They would answer partially... So complicated.
Yeah, except this you're saying
was different. Davening was so different. Even Rashi has a whole different thing.
But this is different. You're saying that there's a machlokes between a Bezil and Beishamai. You can do by a Tzlichano.
Right.
So what?
Right. So Tosfos said, "Oz Yiranenu, but not by a Tzlichano. No way."
So what?
Right. What's the big deal? Right. I hear you. I don't know. I'm Rabbi Akiva. So far, Yisi Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. I was once watching Rabbi Gamliel, Yeshua. Shahal kol ha'am ha'yimenanin es lulaveim. Everybody was shaking the lulz. V'heim lo nanu, elo ba'ana Hashem Hoshiyana, except ba'ana Hashem Hoshiyana. Otherwise, it wouldn't do it. Now, nanu amandakar shmei. Who said anything about shaking? All of a sudden, out of left field. So the Gemara says, you're right. Well, Hasam Koi, the previous Mishnah, said, kol lulav sh'yesh bo shlosh tvachim, k'dei l'nanea bo kosher. V'kamar ha'v'kamar hechad menanin. That's what got us to say. What's the story with this waving? Tanan Hasam. We learned over there, I think.
Well, why is giving to halal? Why did it do the actual mitzvah itself of taking the lulav? Why do you?
It's a very good question. It's a very good question.
Why anybody argues on that?
The truth is, that might.
Yeah, nobody argues on that. We learned before. We had it like
two years ago. That what?
You just, but when you do the brachas, you take.
Right.
There doesn't say nanei there. Just so you take
the
lulav.
You jump from nanei to the halal.
Like
right.
By the brachas, you know to do it.
Who said?
What do you know? Just Tosafot said, I don't even know where that comes from.
Yeah.
Right? So he's asking, why does the Mishnah say that? You wake up in the morning, you shake a lulav. Doesn't say that. It skips the halal.
Right.
Which makes Tosafot wonder, like, what about when you shake a lulav the first time?
You take the lulav and make a broken.
Right, it's a given.
It's a given.
Right?
Like Menachem says many, many times, all the things that people do, standard day-to-day, are not written in Gemara.
Masechtas Trumas has 11 prakim. It's a very long... It never once says that you should take off truma. Never once. That's a given.
But that's not everything.
That's a given. Now we start.
And Kriya Shema?
Right. Right, never once... Doesn't say to say Kriya Shema.
No.
When do you say it? Like it's a given.
What time?
Okay, good. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there that Shtei HaLechem u'shnei kivsei atzeres, the Shtei HaLechem and the two goats of Shavuot. How do you do that? How do you wave them? Meniach shtei halechem al gabei shnei hakvasin. You put the two breads on top of the two goats. Umeniach yado tachtein. You put your hands underneath the goat. You hear that? Umeinif umolech umayvi umala umorid. All directions. Shneamar asher hunaf asher huram. Amar of Yochanan, Molech Umevi, Lemi Sha'arba Ruchos Chelo, back and forth for the four Ruchos, Mal Umorid, Lemi Shema Hashemayim Va'aretz Chelo, right? Marava Masni Hachi, Amar of Chamavar Ukva, Amar of Yossi, Berbi Chanina, Molech Umevi, Kede La'atzar Ruchos Ra'os, it stops the bad winds, Mal Umorid, Kede La'atzar Talalim Ra'im, and it stops the bad dew. Okay? If this wouldn't be a Gemara, you would say, what kind of thing is this? What is this? I'll tell you the truth, it's quite Kabbalistic. How does me shaking a lulav, and well, I don't even know why we do that, it's totally a chok. How does me shaking a lulav prevent bad dew from coming? Think about it, it's a mystical Gemara. There are Gemaras like this, it's very mystical. You would say this is some kind of a, if you wouldn't know it's a Gemara, a nigla Gemara, that you shake a lulav, right? It's not some Hasidish story. It's a Gemara. What is the point behind it? I don't know. I just don't know. Right? You have anyone have thoughts?
Well, the first shot it makes sense.
Really?
Yeah, you're doing it. You're masquerading eventually on all four sides. Up and down. The second one that it brings different mazalas,
so
that can be Kabbalistic.
So let's see what Tosfos says at the bottom. The parakol manachos bos matza chashiv kolat udin tenufa. Now v'shema lo b'chal tenufos osin kain. You don't do all six directions. Eladavka b'tenufos shtei halechem da atzeres v'chein lolov. Only on Shavuos and Sukkos. Why? You have one say that?
No.
Mishum, because Darmin and Parakeh Kamad Rosh Hashanah, the God, the Gzar Din Nechta and Pesach Al Tvua, Ubatzeres Al Peros Eilon, the Chag Al Hamayim. So, because of Peros and Mayim, Lekach Hananea Lulav Yesh Bo Halacha Haba, all six directions. Now he's going to get to a whole other topic. Ubaarach Pirish Be'arach Na. What is the word Na? Tzarach Lananea Gimel Pa'amim Al Kol Davar V'Davar. Three times in each direction, which I think people do that. By Reb Zera, this is Reb Zera's question. Ready for this? It's like a Reb Yirmiyah question. Heichon chad veheichon chad. When I take the lulav and I go like this, back and forth, is that one or two? Heichon chad veheichon chad. What is it? Heichon chad veheichon chad. Or Dilma, heichon veheichon chad. Back and forth is one.
Then what would you do?
One. Two, three. No, if you do the other way? Yeah, I don't know. Pirish, Kfar Amarti, Tzarech Lananea Gimel Pa'am. I said you have to shake it three times. Uboy Reb Zera, Holacha Pamachas Vaba Pamachas. Is that considered two? Oh, Holacha Vaba Pamachas. Next Shavim. Or is it considered one? Vitzarech Laholacha Lahavi Shlosha Pa'am. Then I have to do that three times. Tanan Tanin on Benida, the Parak Isha. We have the same question in Nida. It says over there, Gabi Shiva Samaman and Mavirin Al Kesem. We said that there are seven soaps that you can get off the stain of a Dam Nida. For Tzarech Lakaskes, Shalosh Pa'amim Al Kol Echad. You have to rub it three times. So, Reb Zera, boy, Hechen Chad Vehechen Chad. Back and forth. Is that one? Oh, Dilma, oh, Hechen Vehechen Chad. Or back and forth is only one. Velo Ifshit. We didn't answer. It also springs from left field. Velo Ifshit. We didn't answer that question. We didn't answer that question. The kivadol ifshit avdina lachumra. Since it's not answered, you have to go lachumra. Shalosh pa'amim lakal echad ve'echad. Right? The Rambam didn't hold like this. The Rambam said once is once. Once is once. So you do one, two, three, you're done. Right? I don't think anyone does that. But then maybe fired them, I don't know.
It's not going in that direction when you bring it back towards you. You're taking it towards you.
Doesn't make a difference. The idea is three times. Right? By the way, you don't have to go to the Yerushalmi, you have the same question by us. The boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked it. I'm Tuye Chad Ba'asi Chad. What? It's such a Rabbi Yirmiyah question, no? Oh, Dilma, I'm Tuye Chad Ba'asi Chad. Is back and forth one or back and forth is two? You have to, knead it 500 times and do this 300 times. The Bar Yerbiyim, same question. Is that back and forth is one or back and forth is two? You have to knead it 500 times. That's what his question was. We don't have an answer to that question. Therefore, says Tosfos, you have to be machmir. I think it's an accepted custom, even though other Rishonim said you don't have to be machmir. You can do it once, it's one. So if you do it back and forth, it's two. But I think you see from here that the Iker is bringing it back and forth, which people don't do that. Some people, they just shake it all around, but they don't bring it back to their body. So I don't know if anyone, do you hear what I'm saying? Some people shake, and they don't bring it back to their body. Right?
Those, three times.
What?
Of course they do.
They do?
Yeah.
I think they go like this. They take it away from their body, and they shake it over there three times. No, so I don't know if that's...
I've seen that.
Look around, you'll see that. So I don't know if that's really right. Because the whole question is, bringing it back to your body is a given. That's a given. The question is it one or two?
They do that to get the shake.
Right.
But they still bring it back and forth.
Okay, so...
You may be focusing on the shake.
Right.
You must be down
the cuffs. No, I'm not be down the cuffs. I'm just observing. People might not know. People might not know. So I think if you see from here, you can have a debate about one or two.
But you see people who do it more than three times too.
Right.
That's also true.
Right. So is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah. What? No, it's not a problem.
Not a
problem.
What's the right?
Not
the whole thing.
It's the same thing.
As a matter of fact, hey, you know what? We have another minute. Let's do another minute because tomorrow also we're gonna need 2 hours.
Tomorrow,
6 o'clock tomorrow. Amar of Asi bar Oven, Vitam of Yossi bar Zavila, Zoso Meres. You see from here, Shiare Mitzvah. That a leftover of a mitzvah, ma'akvenes ha'pranos, can stop the pranos. Says Rashi on top, mitzvah shehi shirayim. This mitzvah is not the ikker, right? She'eno ikker, la'akev kapara. Not the ikker. It's talking about by the waiting by the carbon. Afal pikein, chashuvahi, la'akvenes ha'pranos. It stops the pranos. It's unbelievable. Just a side point of the mitzvah, a small side point, not even the ikker mitzvah. The ikker mitzvah is to shake a lulav. The ikker mitzvah is to bring karbanos. Okay, do it this way. Put my hands over here with the bread and wave it over here. You see, it's an unbelievable thing. Sharei tenufa, sharei mitzvahi, vatzeres ruchos v'talolim roim. Amar Rava v'chein balulav. Ravacha bar Yaakov, mamtile, maisile. Ravacha bar Yaakov would bring it back and forth. Amar, he would say, din gira be'ena desitna. This should be a puncture in the eye of the sultan. Velo Milsi, he never said that. He just said it to spur himself on. He didn't really mean. The Rishonim say you can't talk in the middle. How's he talking in the middle of how he's making statements? Can't do that. He just, right? He just meant it as a mushal, like, you know, as a mushal. All right? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow at the Mishnah. Yeah. Everybody have a very good day.
Yeah.